Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Okay. All right. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. 10-year anniversary special radio show. Yeah. Even the cows are here. That's right. The cows came in for this show. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. It has already crashed. We've already taken over the airwaves.
It wouldn't be a show without them.
Without the major crash. Right from the beginning.
Right from the beginning.
Let's not even get through the intro. Just die. It crashed. Well, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. Cannabis Kid, Silver Sister in the house.
Morning, everybody.
Away we go. All right, folks, we are doing this from my telephone, so I apologize. Cutting in and out, but that's all we have. That's about it. So you can hear me. I hope so. But anyway, welcome to our 10-year anniversary super special radio show. We are so excited. I can't even believe it's 10 years. Check this book out, guys. Remember this sucker? Oh, my God. We've got the biggest binder. What is this, a 4-inch, 3-inch, 4-inch? And it's just filled with different interviews we've had over the years.
Down all 10 years
of
interviews, but that was a lot.
So it didn't happen. We had interviews, news, history. Remember, we did a whole section on history. We had strain reports, product reviews, events, we had commercials, and our closing statement. Yeah, Growers House Accurate Med Testing. That was the one. That was Accurate Med Testing. I forgot. But there's like a whole section here of different interviews. We had Cheryl Schumann on, Tom Dean, Doug Fine, let's see, Growers House was on, AZMarijuana.com was on, that was Accurate Med Testing, Mary Jane Survival Guide, Eminem, they were on. That's old school. Dr. Sue Sicily, Dr. Lester Grinspoon. Look at all these interviews we've had along the way. This is awesome, and this is so great. Robert Platshorn is going to be on air with us today, along with Doug Fine, Dr. Gene Nelson. Hopefully some of our doctors and staff will show up, and we can razz them on air, see what's going on in their world. Wow, this is great. 10 years. I can't even believe 10 freaking years. And this is, I don't know what year this This is 2014, our two-year anniversary radio show, little section here. Dr. Robert Melanie. Wow. We had Watermelon Girl. We had Dr. Jasmine May on. We had the King of Pot on, which sadly he passed away. Rest in peace. We hope you're floating on a big marijuana cloud. We had Kimberly Haslett and Corey Miller of WAPA. Those back in the day. We had Ken Sobel back in the day.
We had patient forums. Remember that? We'd have patients come on. And we had a patient with cancer, MS, fibromyalgia, migraines, neuropathy, and chronic pain. Wow, this is awesome. This is an awesome book. I really wish that I had kept up with it because this is really cool. Doug Banfelder, Jay Fleming. Wow, Vapor Smoke interview. We had an interview with one and only Holy Smoke. You have your Holy Smoke stuff? Oh, Jeffrey Kaufman, yes. Watermelon Girl. SSDP, Students for Sensible Drug Policy. Mary Jane Survival Guide.
We should reach out to them and see what they're doing.
Tom Leo and Friends, Doug Fine. Project CBD, Martin Lee. Dr. Heather Maness, the gals. We've had Dr. Regina Nelson is coming on today. It was just Regina Nelson back then. There was no Diop. Hannah News Hour, Belle's Birthday Bash. We've had some crazy bash shows, like that Christmas show, I think, was by far. Michael Bowman of Penn State, that Christmas show was crazy. Or was it the Super Bowl show? Was it Super Bowl? Over at Mary's house? Remember Nurse Mary? We ate the garlic bread. And the tech guy was there at this point. And they all commented because I don't know what I ate, but I sat in the corner for like 3 hours and no one could believe I hadn't moved. They're like, okay, she doesn't ever sit down. What's wrong with her? What's happening? What's going on? I think the butter just went right into the salivary glands right there. Speaking of salivary glands, yeah. Oh my. Favorite moments on We Say Wednesday, 10 years, Lester Grinspoon. The very beginning of the interview, it was all nothing but hacks and coughs. Remember, I don't know if he was smoking or toking.
Yeah.
But he just was like, blah. And then, remember, it was just the start of the CBD craze in the hemp craze. Mm-hmm. Remember that? And we were trying to ask him, what do you think about CBD and hemp? He was like, no! No! You need the whole plant. Oh, God, no! Had Cheech and Chong on, but stupid Channel 7 in L.A. got the drop on that one. It was 420. They sent us posters. They were signed. They sent us their new animated video, which we weren't allowed to play in the health center because it was dirty. But we were going to have one. But we're still not playing your video in the health center. Had some kids on.
One of my favorites is I think was the officer that was under.
Oh yeah.
And I cannot remember.
That was weak. That was law enforcement against prohibition, but then it went to. Well, they changed the name, but I have got leaks stuck in my face forever.
Law enforcement. But his stories. What he. That was really...
Yeah, undercover drug.
Amazing.
Drug.
Oh, like, I'd love to hear how to come back on to hearing those stories.
Yeah, that was awesome. Still the very first episode, very, very, very first show. It's probably one of my favorites. Which always makes me tear up because we miss you, Tech Guy. And you did this! Ah! Oh, you are here! Blueberry boy, or banana bread, bacon blueberry boy. Man, oh, the was an awesome time. We had some, we need Mary Rocks.
We need Little Miss Mary.
I thought about that real quick this morning. But yeah, woo, 10 years. And we're still playing the pop song, which is probably still the best song that there is. I think that came in to play, and we had set it up, and it didn't work. And then I was sitting in the living room at our very first center one day, and I was like, you know what? Take the show. And I, like, ran in the back room, and I called him on my cell phone, and he answered. And I was like, Steve, you're there. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, hey. Remember you were supposed to be on the show last week or whatever it was? I'm like, can you do it now? And he's like, all right, right on. Yeah, let's do it. You know, so I stuck him on speakerphone. He told us how he's running for mayor. And he sent us those T-shirts. And, yeah, that's just awesome. Awesome. If we play that, you can't hear us while it's playing, can you? No, we're just completely cut out from that. That would be cool because I put it in the background. Let's see here. We've got a little timeline. Robert Platchorn is supposed to be coming on fairly shortly here. So let's just give a shout out to everybody we've ever known, loved the last 10 years, all y'all. And we want to get certified, come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center for chronic pains, ALS, Crohn's disease, or agitation of Alzheimer's, dementia, AIDS, chronic pain, glaucoma, wasting syndrome, I think I got most of them. Oh, PTSD, got to have records. But whatever ails you, whatever you need it for, come on down. Here for you.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Oh, it's over. Oh, wow, it's over. Welcome back. Sideways.
Yeah,
y'all should have rummaged it. Ah, darn. Oh, darn. Oh, Lord. He wore it out. Is Grand Island on there today, this morning? Leon? All right, back to practicing your wrestling moves. Woo! All right, well, if you want to get a hold of us at Tumbleweeds, 520-838-4430. Let's give a shout-out to Grower's House at 3635 East 34th Street. I had a couple of guys from Grower's House come out to my house yesterday and help me with my CO2 tank, and they told me how pretty my room was. Oh, holy crap, do I have a lighting system in there? I didn't know I was going to have 5,000 watts. Can you check and see how many watts those LEDs are? And the guy flipped it over. And I swear I thought they said they were 500. I thought I was running like, 2,000 watts. And the guy flips it over. And I didn't have my readers on. I'm like, this is just... And he goes, oh, I think it's 2,000. I'm like, no, you've made a mistake. I mean, that's not 2,000. The glasses for these guys. I was like, got a hair. Right? And he's like, yeah, I forgot mine. He's like, oh. He's like, no wonder I was like blinded when I walked in here. I'm like, yeah.
Well, on the way in.
Samples, That's great.
All right. Well, while we're waiting for our next guest, Robert Platchorn, we actually played Shagrama Smoke Pot last week, and that's a great movie. That speaks to most all of our patients that come in are older. And now they're getting even older. I mean, they're,
they're coming in their 70s. We have some patients that come there in their 90s, and they just come for speaking. Yeah, it's really awesome. We did a little research driving around town, dropping off our rat carpets at the dispensary. So we would love to hear your thoughts on what you, how you feel about the dispensary. Have you been to Santa? Yeah. A long time ago?
Before the remodel.
You haven't been there after?
Something different when I walked in the last time. It was been about maybe about a year ago.
Okay, yeah, no. You need to go. You need to go.
Okay.
It's really great. We're going to boost you right now, Botanica, because we're just going to give you a free shout-out. Yeah, Botanica was really, it was easy to get into. All of you didn't have to, like, sit down and wait to go into a room or be buzzed in or called or anything like that. The whole room was open. Wide open, welcoming. The lady that was up there, she was like, hey, it's so good to see you guys again. We're like, you know, it was our first time there. But that's how she made you feel, like you've been coming for years, right? Yeah, it was really, it's like, this is now. Oh, let's go to Disneyland. Yeah, and they're like, oh, these guys. The layout was great. You just took a turn. You're going to go clockwise. Beautiful open room with all the products out. Most of them you could look at. Some of them, like the edibles and things, were under glass containers so you could see them but not touch them. But some things you could touch and see. Instead of trying to look over, you know, in the back and go, is that, what is that? Yeah. Yeah, and rows and rows and rows and stuff. Yeah. Super great. So that was really nice. Yeah, you should check it out. Tell us about one of your favorite places that I'm going to try and get in touch with.
Right now, I go,
you really like?
Yeah. It's very discreet. They're small.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can get them in the 500 milligram. So I went in and I bought a new battery. It's like $70 or more, and you get a little charging case. So I have a charging case where you can pop the new one in and plug it in.
Yeah.
I'm just really, we've all had our times with vaporizers through a little bit, haven't we?
Yes,
but
we have.
Right,
I
feel like we could write a book about this.
Well, we just need to write a book about, it's time, about our tumbleweed experience.
Oh, vapor smoke.
Vapor smoke.
Holy smoke.
Holy smoke. So just a little bit more about D2. It's very similar. You walk in, they've got a really great menu. It feels very open. There's windows that you can go to. And then if you are a medical patient, then you get to go back in the back. And so, but you can I love pre-ordering and just walking in and picking up my stuff. Like, that's really fantastic. Or they'll even come out to your car and drop it.
Oh, yeah.
That's
good, too.
So I'm just loving where cannabis is going. I'm really excited for all the people that are in it right now because it's just going to get better.
Yeah, and
CBD.
And hopefully I'd just like to see more organization and clarity in what we saw at Botanica in the dispensary, because it's really hard, especially when I would imagine it would be really difficult for an older person who has trouble walking and has no idea about this product to even try and go in somewhere and look across the shelves that there's loud music going on, which I, distracting. I know you're
cool and hip and it's the thing to do. And but, you know, you've got to understand it, especially in the medical side, put some damn spa music on or something, right? You know, rock it out, you know. Yoni. 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 Oh, Yoni. Oh,
maybe
I feel better already.
Maybe even some jazz.
Oh.
Well, with Kenny G.
Oh,
Kenny
G. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, but you know, that first impression does make everything.
Everybody, are you ready? Because we have Robert Flatshorn, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how's my girls?
Can you hear us now?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, I need your, can you hear? Okay, hold on one second, Robert. I got to get this headset because now you're on air and we're not. And Silver Sister, say hi to Robert. Put that in your earbud. There we go. Let's see if we can get hooked up now. I'm not sure.
Are we there? I don't know. Hold on. Oh.
Yes, I'm there.
Robert? Oh, yes. Yay. Oh,
follow,
I love hearing
girls.
Your voice. It just makes me, oh, we're so great now. Man, yeah. How are you?
I'm terrific. Is this Kim the movie star?
It is. Yes, sir.
I've been watching your film career.
Oh, thank you. It's a blast. It's a real blast.
Yeah, getting a big kick out of it. And busy as busy can be. This is 420 month. Hello? Hello? I can't hear you now.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Are we on or not on?
Robert?
Let me put
yes.
you on.
There. There we go. Okay. Now we're on. Sorry about that.
That's okay. It's been a very big 420 month for Black Tuna.
Yeah.
You know, when COVID hit, and I had to cancel all the Silver Tour shows because people couldn't crowd in for an audience. TrueLeave asked me if I wanted them to put out a Black Tuna flower to help the Silver Tour and as a reward for helping them legalize and get the senior community into the dispensaries. And it turns out, it's the best-selling strain in Florida. It's amazing.
Black Tuna Flower. Black Tuna Flower. Oh, well, we're coming to Florida for sure.
Well, I think TrueLeave's coming to Arizona. They are in 13 or 17 states already and growing very quickly. I think they're about the largest chain in the country from scratch 2 years ago.
Right?
They're a Florida
chain. Oh, okay. It sounds so familiar.
They're in California. I think they're in Arizona. I know they're in Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and a whole bunch of other states now. But they've been terrific. They've supported the Silver Tour. And now they're supporting it with my Black Tuna strain and a very nice royalty. So life has been good, and I'm getting ready to go to Orlando for something called the Grove Festival on the 16th.
Nice.
And last year on 420, I ran my fishing tournament, but I couldn't get a venue this year, so I don't know what I'm going to do for 420.
Uh-oh. Well, maybe we should all get together then.
That would be great. That would be great. I'm dying to make the trip out west again.
Yeah. Well, we're dying to have you back out here.
Yeah. How's your place been doing?
now we're doing very well. COVID was a bit of a rough patch for, you know, everybody. We're doing well, and we opened up a second shop called The Good Leaf. It's a hemp and CBD marketplace, and that's
terrific.
Doing pretty well. Yeah, so we're just, you know, spreading out the hemp and cannabis love, and we got all our doctors on board, and, you know, we're plugging right along, staying afloat on the cannaboat.
That all sounds terrific. I miss you guys. I haven't been traveling since COVID hit. I really haven't left town.
Oh, yeah, I bet not. No one has.
Yeah, and now I'm not sure I want to fight that air problem.
Yeah, that will just cancel it when you get there anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think someone ought to drive you across country. Where's Stacy in that cannabis?
She should be right now at Fort Myers, Summerlin, giving out black tuna swag.
Nice.
I've been supporting the Cannabus and Freedom Grow and Last Prisoner Project with quite a few donations. I think they do terrific work. They've gotten an awful lot of cannabis prisoners out and free and gotten them home. And I wish they were around during my 30 years in.
Yeah.
But they're terrific people, and they've really brought a lot of people home. So I support them. And my plan for the Silver Tour is this. Now that the MORE Act has passed in Congress, if it passes in the Senate, we're over the hill. What I plan to do is run a big advertising campaign once it hits the Senate floor, full page ads, TV, radio, billboards, and that's the immediate plan for Silver Tour.
Awesome. We can't wait to see you again. We played on the radio last week, we played Should Grandma Smoke Pot. And we want to know when you're making the follow-up, Should Grandpa Do Dab?
You know, the wonderful thing about seniors is they got a lot of time on their hands. And
yes,
the thousands and thousands of people who come to our shows and or seeing Grandma on TV, they talk to their friends and they talk to their neighbors and they play cards and they talk about their arthritis and their cancer, and how they got off of opiates. Seniors have done a great job spreading the word once somebody got it started. It's really amazing. The acceptance now of seniors here in Florida is like night and day. Now they are all coming to the dispensary. They all want to know about the products. And when I started Silver Tour, they didn't want to know about cannabis. Nobody even wanted to let me in to put on a show and give a free meal.
Seniors
are the backbone of the industry now.
They're the majority of our patients. Yeah, more and more. They're coming out and they're seeing me. They're getting in those circles and talking to their friends and getting on cannabis.
Yeah, that's really been gratifying and amazing. And I feel comfortable moving on and pushing for national legalization now. We need it. There's too many seniors, too many patients who can't afford the doctor's fee and the state fees to get their cards and the renewals. They need to be able to walk in and buy what they need.
Yes, absolutely. At any given time, they should have access to whatever makes them feel the best.
Yes.
Yeah. And they need knowledgeable sales staff, whatever you want to call them. But they need knowledgeable and educated people in there that know more than to say, oh, just eat half the candy bar, you know?
Yeah, no,
that's
one of the reasons I love Trulieve. They really train their bud tenders. They're all advocates, and they'll spend as much time as needed with any patient, but especially seniors. They can go in and ask all the questions they want, see all the products. And another thing I love about Trulieve, they're the only dispensary that will take back medicine. They tell you if it doesn't work for you, bring it back and we'll find something to fit. They're like Sears.
Wow.
And I love them to death for that, because so many seniors are on a limited budget. And if they go in and get something that doesn't give them the sleep or relieve their pain, they can go in and get something else that does. And that's really amazing.
That's really awesome.
So everything's good in my world.
What's that?
I said everything's good in my world. I even have a new girlfriend.
Woo! All right. Love is
for 79, I'm doing awfully well.
Oh, that is so awesome. That is so great. Well, good. You have love for 420 then. What could be better than a big old bong hit with your babe?
Yep. All right, it was great to touch base with you guys, and I'm going to find a way to get out there. I'm pretty sure Trulieve has some places out there or is about to, and when they introduce Black Tuna, I'm going to be there.
Excellent. Well, send us some swag or send us something. We can get it out to our customers for you, or we'll just keep it around the shop, and we can't wait to see you, and we'll have a signing or whatever you want to have at the center. We'll have something for you.
That's cool.
We'll have
if I get west, I'll certainly be there.
Heck
and if you have a new address, send it to me, and I'll send you some swag there. Some
all
black
right.
tuna hats and pins and we got combs and gaiters and shirts
wow.
and all kind of things. So send me the new address, and I'll send something out.
Oh.
All right, I got to pick up this call. I got another important call.
We love you, Robert.
Love you. Talk
Happy
to you later. Thank
Robert
you.
Robert Platchman, everybody. All right. Thank you. That was really, really awesome. That was Robert Platchman, everyone. I think he switched over lines, so he's still on, but not. you can check out Robert on Facebook, and you can also check him out on the Silver Tour, and then he's in Florida, so Trulieve. So check him out, Robert Platchman, we absolutely love you. Thank you for coming on. 10 years of Robert Platchman. Who doesn't love that? And next up we've got Doug Fine is going to be coming on air. And he should be on here shortly. Let's see what time we have Doug on for. Oh, just in a few minutes. So let's see. While we are waiting, we can do another little tumbleweed commercial. How about that? Give us a quick second.
Are chronic conditions holding you back from a happy, healthy life? Get on the right track with Tumbleweeds Health Center. Our CBD products are formulated to fit your health lifestyle.
I would definitely say that CBD has changed my life. I mean, I don't worry about my dog anymore, and I don't worry about sleeping anymore.
Tumbleweeds Health Center, voted number one health center in Tucson, has created a proprietary number of CBD blends, each designed to promote health and well-being. Let Tumbleweeds Health Center show you how CBD products might help you improve your life the natural way.
That's right. Come on down, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard, or check out our new shop, The Good Leaf, at 6224 East Seaway Boulevard, right behind the scene. Hold on one second. I am sending out the next note to the next guest, and we are waiting for Mr. Doug Fine. Hi, Robert. All right. Doug Fine is our hemp man extraordinaire. He goes literally all over our planet to talk about hemp and renewable hemp sources and what are you goofy kids doing over there?
Basketball cards.
No, they just been
dispensary to leave.
Oh, you're checking their dispensary.com.
Yeah, I mean, he's got some really cool stuff here.
Yeah. Hi, Katie.
Yeah, very pretty.
Don't worry.
Very pretty packaging.
Pretty soon we'll all come see you and see your baby. So, yeah, you are listening to Weekday Wednesday, folks. I can't believe it's been 10 years. That's amazing. 10 years. All right, kids. So let's see here. Baby kitty's just going to sit here and wait. You got a whole hour and a half. You're going to be sitting there. Sorry, little kitty, but it's a long time.
Hello?
What are you guys doing over there?
That we were just laughing at the baby kitty. Yeah.
She's like, fine, I'm going to wait. You want to open the door for you? She's
no, just wait.
Yeah, I know. You know those cartoons with you see people sleeping in bed and then they open one eye and it's like a cat right in their face? It's for real. That shit happens. Want to go outside? No, I'm not going back here. No, that's not what's happening. I'm not going back here. She's trying to get me to go back and give her snacks and hang out and, you know, because she has to be a mama right now.
Uh-huh.
She wants me to go hang out. Can't write that, you know, we're doing a radio show. That's great. I woke up about a dollar in my pocket today. Seriously.
That's a good day.
That is a good day. Weekday Wednesday. Good day for a dollar day. We could go to McDonald's and get any drink we wanted, any size. I saw the time. We have a good day. Oh, me. All right. Isn't that cookie?
No. I actually have one.
Do you have a good recipe for making butter so that it, like, it comes out nice? Because I always, you see those videos and they make butter and it comes out looking all, you know, nice and yellowy. And then you try and make it, it's like green, brown, and your cookies are all green, brown. I know.
Too hot.
Right? Too hot? Okay. Too hot. Okay. Anyway, you really are listening to Wednesday. Wednesday.
Okay.
Bacon, blackberries, avocado. Oh, you like those, huh? I know. All right. Oh, 10 years of Weekday Wednesday. So let's see what's going on. While we wait. What else is going on here? Just message Dougie, so he should be calling in anytime. Doug Fine. You can check him out at DougFine.com. DougFine.com. He's got hemp courses. You can take his courses on hemp farming. He's got books. And he's got, Doug's hemp course right here. This is it, figured out. Hemp gardening, growing food security, and fighting climate change. There you go. The practical and accessible course will teach even a total gardening beginner a full season of lessons from how to make a hemp seed sprout to what you might want to do with the harvest. Open to students, self-paced, no expiration date. That's really awesome. Look at Doug's picture. Isn't that the best? He's so cute. What is that, chard? He's holding chard next to his marijuana plant. Probably got a goat back this time. Doug. So we just read American Hemp Farmer Adventures and Misadventures in the Cannabis Trade. Well, we didn't read it, but it was on the Art in the Book. Maybe we'll get him back over here and do a book signing at our new shop, The Good Leaf. It's 6224. It's Stevie Boulevard. Come on down. Well, you know what we're going to do, folks, while we're waiting? We are going to put on our favorite song.
Puff, 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 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for
Walked into my house like, what up, I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. I can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Seville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEA's would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right, welcome back to Weekday Wednesday. Woo-hoo. Can you hear us? Can you hear me now? All right. Huh?
I can get on it.
All right. Okay, well, some news. Bummer, Doug Fine will not be on this time. That's okay, he said he'd be on another time. So we're going to see if maybe one of our doctors is going to come on air, and then... we also have Dr. Regina Nelson coming, and I can let her know that she can call in anytime as well. And I'll tell her that right now. Kids, another favorite story from the last 10 years?
Oh.
Go. And
I like any time anybody comes on and talks about terpenes.
Oh, yeah.
I think the science of that is just pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And there's so much to that for the plant. And your terpenes go along right beside your
cannabinoids. Oh, it's been a long time since you've been on the show.
I know.
You don't even remember cannabinoids.
Same memory terminology.
Tell everybody what a terpene is for those that don't know.
So it is the smell or the flavor of the plant.
Helps with the effect. Has a lot to do with
yeah,
the effect.
Yeah, because of the smells and things on our, it's called our Olfactory.
Olfactory. And our.
You don't need any more weed. Pass it over. I might get my memory going again.
Yeah, Jack Hare. I don't know if that's the one for you.
Is that the one?
That's what we're on. That's what we're on. We take marijuana. Get Jack Hare's son on. Remember that show?
We did.
Yeah.
I also love when we have people who talk about soil.
Oh, we need dirt.
Yeah, dirt and stuff like that, because I think that's pretty amazing, too.
Oh, we need our buddy back. We need our buddy from old school. the guy that, we won't say his name, but we love it. We'll call him Monkey Boy, because he's just that silly boy. He used to make all our joints. Remember, we had the joint making class, and we made like a tulip, and then we made a double joint.
He was the balloon, like how he did the twist them together.
Yeah.
To make them, yeah.
He did.
Incredible. Array.
Cross. Oh, yeah, cross. Yeah, it was crazy. All smokable. I think we still have some, but we didn't smoke them. We had on, if you don't know, our federal government has its own medical marijuana patient.
What?
Yep. We had both of them on. We had LB on, too. We had Irvin and LB both on. They're the last two of the 13 that made the program, right? The 13?
Yeah.
Who Watermelon was great.
Watermelon Girl was great.
Her and her mom cooked weed food. Baked salmon. We used to have Anita Amnesia.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we should have invited her to the show. Anita. They'd show up. Yeah. Well,
should we just randomly call her?
Do it. You got her number. I can't. I'm on my phone. Where's your phone? I think we should do it. There's a dog out front. Not one of mine, but it's got cute shoes on. Yeah. She's the one that used to make our edible cookies. And when we found out that we had no idea that we were putting 400 milligrams of weed per cookie. That's where he ended up with Sonic Wendy. This is a great story. We nicknamed her Sonic Wendy. We had a girl that used to come in. And this is when we had meditation hours. This was great. People would come in. They would buy the education. We had growers, lawyers, joint rollers, hash makers, cookie makers.
Candlestick makers, bakers.
candlestick makers. We had everybody coming in teaching classes.
Cookie doctors.
that was always a good day when we were making the hash cookies for years.
I just remember walking in and there'd be like a plate of cookies over there. Like,
Oh, Sonic Wendy story. So we would give out like 5 cookies, and we literally did not know how strong they were. They were 400 milligrams a cookie. Now, we know what that is now.
Right.
Because we tell people to start with 1 milligram, 1 or 2. Not 4. Wendy used to clean shops at night, and she got off work, and she ate a cookie because she was responsible. She did not eat a cookie during work, thank God. And she ate a cookie, and she didn't feel anything, so she ate another cookie. And then she went to Sonic Burger.
The next thing she remembers,
she pulled off to the side there in the waiting parking lot area, and she's got managers just with bags of food knocking on her car window, apologizing for the wait, and they forgot her order. And she had milkshakes and burgers and fries and onion rings and everything else you can imagine. She had no idea she even had ordered the food. She was just sitting there listening to good music, high on the kite, and eating her cookies, and now she's got everything from Sonic you can imagine in
fun with that. Big boy, hey you, out there in the room, never doing what you do. And all of a sudden, Sonic Burger.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Excuse me. You're like, oh my God, is that you too?
I'm sure you were hungry after that.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine what she ate and didn't eat, though? I mean, how much, how overwhelming amount of food that was. Like, come on. That was like, that was an unbelievable amount of food. Yeah. Didn't even like ice cream. Didn't even like ice cream. Oh, all right. Let's, you know what? This is a short song, but because it happened in the last 10 years, we're going to have to play it. I'm sorry to do this to y'all. But we love it. We really love the song.
Lighting systems, lighting systems, lighting systems, lighting systems.
Hydroplex.
Lighting systems, lighting systems, lighting systems.
Hello there, Hydroplex.
Timers, lighting system, timers, lighting system, timers, lighting system, timers.
We the best cause we gotta be. It's that new hydroponic technology with the greatest results that there'll ever be. Cause the plants rotate 360 degrees. It's the most innovative growing machine that I ever seen. I love it spinning when it do its thing. It was kinda shocking when we jumped on the scene. Hydroplex keep it popping and we sticking the steam.
Lighting systems, lighting systems, lighting systems. Lighting system, timers, lighting system, timers, lighting system, timers, lighting system, timers.
Other systems got to go. Broke down cloud system 4-0. Single unit stackable, easily unstoppable. When light source is good to go, combo packs available. Mystery, flow, Mercos, common hacks on current play. Whoa, Jay Dillon with tracks to go. If you don't know, then now you know. We the bomb, hydroplexonline.com. Turn it on, and you gon' get to purchase one. Reduce all your energy. No more field, increased yield remedy. That's why you need
lighting systems, lighting systems, lighting systems, lighting systems, lighting systems, lighting systems, timers, lighting systems, timers, lighting systems, timers, lighting systems, timers.
1999 for a limited time. You get yours and I get mine. Watch it grow just to grind. Hydroplex is on your mind. Open eyes and see the signs. Open wide and be the kind that invests in himself, that expresses with his wealth. You gon' prosper with the smell. I bet it pays for itself. So now you in business. You gotta take it and live it. And ain't no way you forget it. So remember this. Who's your daddy?
Lighting systems. Lighting systems. Lighting systems. Lighting systems. Lighting system, timers, 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 lighting system, lighting
system, lighting system, lighting system.
Hello there, Hydroplex. Timers, lighting system, timers, lighting system, timers, lighting system, timers.
Hello there, Hydroplex.
Lighting system,
lighting system.
Did you tell Don that Bestie, it is April 13th. I can't even believe it. Next week's 420. What are we doing? What's going on? What's happening for 420, kids? What are we doing? And not only is it 420, it's Dave and Buster's half-off game day.
That's Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what we're doing for 420.
Yeah. Dave and Buster's. All right. Oh, I love it. I love it. We were having conversations and forgot to smoke our hashy wheat, so I'm just going to get it ready right now for everybody. Hashy wheat.
Hashy wheat, everybody.
Dr. Gina Nelson says she'll be on in 2 minutes. 2 and 2. What is going on with Jeopardy? Who's even hosting that dang show anymore? Anybody know? Is there a little host that was so bad? Huh?
What's his name?
There's a guy hosting it? I thought it was just a girl recently. I'm so confused.
No.
What is it? What is the name? Who is it? What is it? Well, you're listening to We Say Wednesday, folks. We're going to have Dr. Regina Nelson on very shortly here. In the meantime, let's have another commercial so I can smoke along.
Are chronic conditions holding you back from a happy, healthy life? Get on the right track with Tumbleweeds Health Center. Our CBD products are formulated to fit your healthy lifestyle.
I would definitely say that CBD has changed my life. I mean, I don't worry about my dog anymore, and I don't worry about sleeping anymore.
Tumbleweeds Health Center, voted number one health center in Tucson, has created a proprietary number of CBD blends, each designed to promote health and well-being. Let Tumbleweeds Health Center show you how CBD products might help you improve your life the natural way.
That's right, 520-838-4430. Right now we're watching really cute dog tricks with Winnie. What did he get for Winnie? Did he get him a new, oh, the carrot? Oh my God, he's shooting him dead, bang.
Baby, you just got, this was America's next top dog, and you just got on. But
yeah,
Mikhail said you, Kim yeah. Williams says you get to come to Tombstone.
That's right, we're in the next shoot-up. So, you know who else just got on? Dr. Regina Nelson, give it up, everybody.
Woo! We miss you.
We miss you, too.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we love hearing your voice. That just makes the whole day better. That's so
it
awesome.
Does. Mine too. I got on a little earlier too, and I heard Robert talk with you, and that made my heart happy too.
Oh, it's a little hug over the phone. It's so nice.
It is. It is. How are you guys doing? How's living at Tumbleweeds? Did you guys love the clinician program? Did it help with your patients?
Oh, we are loving it, and our yes, it's helping with patients. Our staff's loving taking the program. I'm still learning. Some of it's technical. I'm not so left brain, but I'm trying. But I'm learning a lot, actually, and it's good stuff to know, and I can't wait for us to, like, we'll have a staff meeting where we have you on Zoom, and we'll have a powwow with you. We can have our staff fire away to ask questions that they want to ask, because I know.
Yeah,
that,
absolutely. I was excited when you decided to do the clinician certification for everybody in your group, because I really see businesses that do that, investing in education, investing in their employees. They're the ones that patients are really drawn to in this. And
yeah.
I have always been drawn to you guys. You guys have always been excellent. Don't get me wrong there, but I appreciate you taking the educated step up. And I think it will be really helpful, particularly when you get those people that are new to cannabis, which now is the majority of people that we're seeing, I think.
Yeah.
And, yeah. You know, and have some, again, these specific autoimmune or connective tissue or other kind of, you know, disorders that we get from growing up in this filthy, dirty world we live in.
Man, we thought 800 were bad.
Yeah.
That's the truth. How are your classes going?
They're going good. You know, boy, COVID, I heard Robert talking about it earlier, just changed everything for everybody. We had a huge year planned back in 2020. And, you know, it all came to just a roaring stop. But the classes have continued. We just launched them online a month before COVID hit in early, like, January of 2020. And that stayed very steady. So, and that's all under the nonprofit, all under the ECS Therapy Center. And, you know, that's really helped continue our mission and work during this. So it's great. We still see people from all over the world coming in and taking the classes. And we now have trainers that teach the classes locally in not just the U.S., but six different countries. So
nice.
It's really grown. And, you know, I think this coming year we're going to start marketing and focusing a lot more, because I think we're maybe getting close to coming out of the COVID years, and it's time to start moving forward again. But it's just, it feels like we've all been just like in a time warp for 2 years now, doesn't it?
We really have. Everybody's been in just a weird state, but I think you're right. It's time to move forward with education, you know, as the highlight, because especially with this medicine, it's not new, but it's new for a lot of people. And so there are a lot of people out there that know, especially the older folks that just don't, they don't have the understanding and the background.
Mm-hmm.
And what background they do have has been jaded by our government and, you know, politics, so much so that it's just ingrained in their system. They come into our office, they're like, oh, God, I can't believe I'm in here. You know, my doctor made me come.
Uh-huh. And you have to, you have to give a huge history, which I know you're very good at because we've actually done that, speaking before together. But you have to help people understand and get kind of caught up with why we're here and why we're now seeing the things. Why is this now all over the country? Everybody's hearing about it. And, you know, we've come a long way since I've known you guys. It's just been a phenomenal time and place in history, you know, particularly from a cannabis perspective. But I think it's true in a lot of other perspectives as well. But it is interesting to see how this is now being accepted much more as healthcare than it used to be.
Right. Yes. And that was interesting when everything shut down and the dispensaries remained open because they were necessary. That was awesome. That was
Everybody. I love seeing that banking changed enough then that a lot of them could then get PayPal and Square and other things and start taking payments. I loved that, again, that they, you know, they were considered essential workers, and that was huge,
right,
for our industry. Well,
yeah,
at one point, I was in Oklahoma early in COVID because I had just moved there to be near my parents, and then I couldn't see my parents. 6 months into COVID, the first summer of 2020, Oklahoma posted their sales tax reports for the year. And at that point in the year, the cannabis industry had been, the medical cannabis industry had been 50% of the sales tax because it has a 7% sales tax requirement. And the rest of the state, with everything closed down, including casinos, was underneath that. And so it really showed you the power of the economic power of our industry.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it's just, it's going to do nothing but grow. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think in the next 10 years we'll see a lot of changes because now what we have coming into the market is a lot of people who've never been in this market before. And now they're feeling much more confident, particularly with the House bill. Now in the Senate, maybe we'll finally get the scheduling changed. Once that happens, we will see a lot of huge changes come on.
You think that's likely?
I'm hopeful, but you know, I've been waiting a long time for it like everybody else, and I keep thinking it should happen and it never does. So I'm not holding my breath, but I got my fingers crossed.
Yeah, there you go. Fingers and toes.
Yeah.
It will happen when it will happen.
Someday,
you know.
I really believe it will happen in my lifetime. I really believe it will happen in my lifetime, God willing. But it needs to happen sooner rather than later so that these changes can go on and we can operate our businesses like normal businesses and we can work, you know, along with the state. With them understanding what we do, this is the big problem, is these programs get implemented and all these people get hired to run them and none of them have any experience in this industry. And so I know with OMA, I'm a partner in my brother, or I was a partner in my brother's grow, Nelson Organics, for a long time. And just talking with the OMA representatives that would come out to audit us, we were doing 90% of the education so they even understood what they were doing. You know, and that's
right.
That's not the way it should be, and so that's got to change in time.
Hmm.
How about you guys? How is it out in Arizona now that you've got recreational?
Well, they're selling a lot.
It seems like everyone's growing, getting them, you know, a second location or
getting bought out. There are a lot of buyouts here.
There's a lot of buyouts going on. No, that's true, I think. Yeah, I expected to see that, too. A lot of these bigger companies are coming in and trying to swallow up the smaller guys.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, there's only a certain, unfortunately, in California,
you know, there's dispensaries and then people can grow and sell the dispensaries here. You can't, it's not that way. So there's an
right.
allotment and then social equity and then that's it.
Yeah. Well, I usually say that usually it'll be interesting to see over the next year how that changes the enrollment in your medical cannabis program, because in Colorado, we saw when recreational came in about a year later, we started to see the medical rolls climbing. And they tried to take the medical program away because the state representatives really liked the taxation of the rec program, and they're like, people are trying to avoid taxes. But the truth was, it was, again, these new patients with no experience with marijuana that suddenly a family member or friend could get them to walk into a dispensary because it wasn't illegal anymore for people over the age of 21. And they tried it. And then they went, hey, this could work. This does work for me. Now it's worth going to see a doctor, get a recommendation, pay the fee, and walk through the state stuff. And, yes, I'll save tax dollars after I do that, but that's not the reason I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I've realized I am a patient. And I think you'll see that in Arizona, too.
Yeah, we are seeing it a lot because the tax here for the rec program is 25% sales tax.
Yeah.
So that alone is the medical program.
Yeah. And does that include,
there,
is it 25% on top of regular sales tax or just 25% flat tax?
So it's regular, it's 8.7, and then there's a 16.1 or something on top of that. So it comes out to about 25%.
When you come into Colorado, it depends on the city, county, you know, where you're at in the state, because some places the tax will be 4 or 5%, and sometimes as high as 30 to 31%, depending on how many other taxes got slapped onto that state rate. So you at least have, it sounds like you guys have a cap on your state rate. It can't go over 25%. That's huge. That's a lot of money. I mean, if you pay $100 for an ounce, that's $125 ounce walking out the door.
Right.
In simple
and
math.
Ridiculous.
You know, and I like to keep it simple.
Yeah, super simple. No, and that's why we get a lot of people that come to the medical program or just continue the medical program because they want, you know, cheaper sales tax. But a lot of people just like seeing a doctor. They like coming in. They like, you know, sitting down and discussing what's been going on for the last couple of years. It makes people feel good, you know.
You know why? Because no other doctor has listened to them, and I know your doctors listen, and that's huge because people, I would say the number one reason people come to medical cannabis, excluding health condition, is they don't feel heard in the medical community. They don't feel like they've gotten any responses, answers, and people are ignoring them, not paying attention to them, and just listening to them and then help them put together a plan to get started. That's huge. And so, again, I knew you had great doctors anyway, so I was really excited when they got the clinician certification because then they can really help lay that out for new patients like that.
Oh, yeah. They were excited to get that. One of our doctors had it done in, like, you know, half day or whatever. It took him, like, the scene done. And I was like, are you done? He's like, oh.
It's 12 hours of training, so it took a little bit, but he got it done. But it is that thing of it really does make a difference. Doctors, I get a lot of doctors that come to when I was doing live sessions pre-COVID. Particularly, like I said, I was doing this in Oklahoma because my family was there, and they've got a new market. They don't have qualifying conditions. And so there is a requirement for, like, pediatric patients to get 2 recommendations, but there's not, like, there's not a limited list of qualifying conditions. It can be for any reason, as long as, you know, again, in the case of a pediatric patient, 2 doctors agree. With an adult, it's only 1. But that thing, it reopened up the market because people now don't, you know, again, the market's been held really tight by the qualifying conditions. And I give the example of here in Colorado, seizure disorder were on there very early. And you saw the influx of kids that came in here 2013 to about 2016 because of Charlotte Biggie's news media and things like that. And where was I going with that? with them getting recommendations, so many of these kids with the kids with Dravet syndrome specifically, like Charlotte had, are in the autism spectrum. And a lot of these kids don't have seizures like every day or hundreds every day. They just have them occasionally. And every 2 months, they'll have a little cycle of them. And so when a parent starts them on medical cannabis, they may not know if they've got seizure control for a couple of months because they don't know. They just don't know. And so they'll wait and they'll track that. But what they did see immediately was relief in the autism spectrum. And yet it took 5 or 6 years for groups of parents to work with the state and demand that they put autism on the list. I think it probably got approved here right before COVID, maybe early 2020 or late 2019. But that's huge because some of these families had, you know, 2 or 3 kids, and while they had one with seizure disorder, the others were in the autism spectrum, and they weren't legally allowed to use cannabis, even though they knew it would help them. And so Oklahoma not having any of those, that really opens things up for people in that type of situation who see some relief in one area that could be helpful to another family member, for instance. And because of that, I think Oklahoma has the most registered medical cannabis patients in the United States. I think there's it's grown super, super fast. And it's because they're not limited. You can literally go and be like, I'm stressed. And if the doctor believes that this will help your stress, that would be a recommendation. And so for a lot of people, it's really helped them wean from pharmaceuticals and from alcohol is the number one thing I'm hearing in Oklahoma.
Absolutely. That's great. Stress. I'm stressed. I need to be. Okay.
Yeah. You know, so it can be that light or it can be, you know, I've got these 15 different complex things like many of us have. It can be, it opens that up. And I think, you know, I'm a big believer that if you're particularly over the age 18, if you're required to take pharmaceuticals or even over-the-counter medication for some condition, you should be able to substitute that for cannabis as a patient. And I think that you should have to have a card to do that. But that's the system we set up. So that's the system we work with.
There will be a day when we can just walk into, you know, Target pharmacy and be like, hey, I need some weed pills.
So. Yeah.
It'll happen.
So. I hope so.
About the warriors that went through, you know, total hell to get their marijuana. Got thrown
right.
in jail and all the whole night. You guys what?
I know.
No. Said it wants some GDP, man. To go.
Right. Yeah.
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 Heck yeah. It's coming.
In all 4 forms.
All of it. Do you get a lot of requests from parents to work with children?
I do, so yes. Mm-hmm.
Are seizures the most thing that?
Yes and no. I think just more, it's complex health issues where there's several different things going on. Sometimes there's a seizure disorder with it, sometimes there's not. Seizures are still, you know, people now, that's just common kind of mainstream knowledge. So for a long time, that was number one. I would say now, I don't know, I've been unfortunately in the last few months seeing quite a few kids with cancer. And so, you know, that's another thing, you know, and that was another top, that's been a top thing for a long time. It really, again, I didn't realize how many children were born with brain tumors and things like this until I got into this industry. And it really says a lot about our air, water, and, you know, quality, food quality, all these kind of things, because if that's the case, the mother's being exposed. And, you know, again, I've just seen a lot of babies with cancer, and that just breaks my heart. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the number one thing I've seen in the last year or so.
Yeah, that is very hard. I can't. We've had a couple babies come through the office to get certified, and it's hard to see them.
Yeah.
In whatever condition, just, you know, suffering. and we get a lot of questions about kids with ADHD and autism and things like
that. Yep. I do too. Yeah. Work with a lot of, and it's usually a fairly low dose situation. Again, it's about finding a good base for them, like a good tincture. That's a nice maybe 1-to-1 or 2-to-1, and because they do need some, they need THC. ADHD and autism both seem to be conditions that require small amounts of THC. It doesn't have to be, you know, huge, huge hits of it, but pretty good doses of it. And again, you got to remember that the cannabinoids, THC, CBD, CBC, and CBG, they all work on the same thing. In other words, they all have an effect on cancer. But how they go about affecting the cancer is different. They all message differently at the cellular level. And so if you have ADHD or cancer or seizure disorder, we don't know what's broken at your cellular level. And so we start, and then we try to broaden those cannabinoids so that we're speaking, helping the cells learn to speak correctly at all levels, because we don't know what's broken. Because it's about fixing the messaging at the cellular level. That's really what all of this boils down to, because that's what our endocannabinoid system is. It's a cellular messaging system. And it's our entire body. So, you know, again, it has effect in the central nervous system, so pain disorders, anything that, you know, deals with those kind of things, nerve, neuropathy, and then, again, immune system, so anything that's autoimmune or may have autoimmune connections. And it's really interesting. I've been doing some research over the last few months about people who have implants, not just breast implants, but maybe like a hip implant or metal in their back, a screw in their ankle. And there's now, again, some people get really, really sick from having that in their body. Others do not, and they don't know why. But it's the same thing with the people that are having the issues with the implants. They go to doctor after doctor after doctor, and people are like, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. And they're like, no, I'm dying. I don't understand. And this is kind of out of my own personal experience, but from working with others too, it's that thing of like, oh, I didn't realize that that was what I was treating versus, just having an autoimmune disease. I didn't realize my autoimmune disease was triggered by the fact that I have something foreign in my body. And now that I figured that out, wow, things shifted a lot. But it is this thing, if people come to cannabis and they've got all these things going on, and they often don't have a really clear diagnosis from a doctor, because these odd, weird autoimmune symptoms particularly, they could be any number of disorders. They all have the same symptoms, and there's not any test to tell you clearly what you got. And that's why they appreciate so much coming in and talking to the doctors in your clinic, because they know they're not being judged, they're not being diagnosed. They're just getting to tell their story to somebody who will listen. And on the good end of that, they also give them some tips that really help them better manage and control those symptoms so they have a better quality of life.
Absolutely. That's a good point. The point about not being judged, when we get people that walk in the health center and they immediately feel welcome because it's a nice welcoming feeling. It's warm in there. It's cozy. But their anxiety level goes down like 90% after coming in and seeing the doctor and coming out. I mean, they go in terrified and come back out and they're smiling and, you know, they're happy and yeah, they've been acknowledged. And one of the hard things is come to us. So a lot of people don't go see doctors anymore because they don't acknowledge their pain the way that they want to heal. Doctors have one way they want to heal. And patients have another way, and doctors aren't. And so when they come to see our doctors, they're totally respected. You know, they get to ask whatever questions they want. How is this going to interact with my medicine? What's this going to make me feel like? I said to one lady, I recommended a 1-to-1 tincture for her. And I said, you know, don't worry, you're not going to get, you know, high, intoxicated. She goes, oh, bummer. And I said, I know, right? I said, I loved it. And I said, you know what? I said, that's the case, lady, get some good stuff then. Have, you know, because what's wrong with a little bit of happy is what I always say.
I am with you. And I get people that tell me, too, they come in and don't want to get high because they're scared. And then the second time I see them, they're like, well, a little bit probably wouldn't hurt me. I'm like, no, it'll probably help you. Here we go. Now we can remedy that. But it's because they're comfortable. And if you get people comfortable, then they can figure things out with their body.
It makes It does. It makes a big difference because once they're comfortable, then they can relax, their body can relax, and then the healing begins.
That's it. Question for you.
Question.
Sure.
In a cannabis regime every day, is just cannabis going to heal you, or do you need something internally like the oil inside, the juice?
Well, I always say you can't smoke your way good.
Okay.
A tincture, a suspension, oil itself, just straight out, or an edible. You make your, you know, edibles, however. But you got to ingest some of it to get, really get it. Because when you smoke it, you get such a small percentage of it. You can smoke all day long, and you, it's acute relief. Don't smoke and get the acute relief that you need. But you probably need long-term relief. To get long-term relief, you have to ingest. And we know with tinctures and suspensions, only last a few hours, whereas it won't kick in for a while, but it'll last a long time. Kind of experiment with that, find out how they process those. I usually start people with tinctures, and then as they get comfortable, start, you know, add in an edible or use your tincture to make some edibles and try to empower them that way so that they're ingesting on top. Again, you can keep smoking for acute relief, but you really need a base dose.
The very beginner, someone who's never tried it, what would the base dose be? How many milligrams would you recommend someone starting out with?
Oh, I usually start them out with 1 to 2 milligrams several times a day and then slowly pick that up to, you know, where they're at 5, 4 times a day and then slowly pick that up till they're at 10, you know. Again, we set a target of a base of 1 milligram per kilo of weight. So for an American, we don't weigh in kilos, so you take your weight in pounds and divide it by 2.2. So a 220-pound person would need 100 milligrams a day. As a base dose. That's a lot of weed. That's a lot of euphoria if you start with like high THC, particularly if you just give somebody either a 25 milligram dose 4 times a day, or you just, bam, give them 100 milligrams, you're going to just make them so uncomfortable and miserable. But if you start them down on a tincture with just a drop under their tongue, they're probably getting 2 milligrams, 1 to 2. Start there.
Yeah.
How do you feel? And if you need it before 4 hours, take it. Then the next day, add up how many times you did this, divide that by 4. Maybe you need 2 drops 4 times a day on day 2. You know, but you just slowly get people to titrate so that they can get over the euphoria hurdle. And I'm going to say this, even if it's CBD, I do that because I don't get real high from THC, but I get super high from CBD. And some people say they don't get high at all from CBD, and yet I've tried it with plenty of people and find there's some mild euphoria at least to it. And I'll say this, they at least drop their shoulders, take deep breaths, and relax. And that's a shift, and that is euphoria. It's just mild. But I've also, on a couple of occasions, tried CBD with someone, and they, like, boom, had a seizure. And I'm like, oh, crap. It was a trigger for them. And so I don't go willy-nilly with CBD. I tend to take my, I tend to go a lot slower than a lot of people do because I've had probably 2 dozen people have some really adverse reactions. And I want to make, and that's, you know, and it's startling for them, for you, for everybody. And it's like, okay, we need to, you know, figure this out. And sometimes I think the body has been so cannabinoid deficient for so long, you get some pretty strong reactions right out the gate.
Right.
And so, you know, it's approach. But I do, I believe in a base dose and having people, you know, stick with that. And as somebody who's been that long term, I yo-yo up and down with mine now. I'm really comfortable. We had a bad storm coming through last week, and I, like, bumped my dose way up and went to bed because I felt miserable. And I just know the day I kind of need to do that. And but my dose, my daily dose now is, you know, at that 1 milligram per kilo. And for a lot of the years you've known me, it was 5 to 10 milligrams per kilo. Cause, but my pain over the years has become much more, much easier to control.
Okay. So how much is that a day that you're taking?
Well, now I'm only taking like 50 milligrams a day. But there was a time, probably, well, last December I had a surgery. I was taking 350 milligrams a day during that time.
Of,
you know, so,
CBD.
So it's gone up. It can be high, but it also can be fairly low. So I take about 45 to 55 milligrams a day, just depending. I try to.
Yeah.
I sometimes forget. Again, I don't have the pain I used to have. And I'll wake up in the morning, like I woke up this morning, and I was really stiff, and I was like, I forgot to take my cannabis oil last night. And it's that thing of I felt well enough. I don't think about it like I used to, in the sense of I'm not waiting to take it or need to take it again real quick, because my pain is under control. And it's been a decade-long journey of trying to figure out how much I needed, and again, getting to a good enough dose to start getting on top of my pain. And then my body started responding at that time. My pain got much more controllable, and I was able to, you know, adjust my dosing to accommodate that. And that's what's really nice about cannabis, is you can do that. You can't do that with pain pills. You either have to take the pill or not take the pill, you know? And those things, you don't have that. It's to be like, oh, I think I could take less right now and it would be okay, or I really need a bigger dose. And you don't have to fear overdosing or having a really, you know, a fatal overdose or anything. It's absolutely safe for you once you're comfortable with it to adjust according to what your needs are. But you
right.
have to get that down first.
I wish more of the people, the budtenders, quote unquote, I wish they knew where to start with people, because I don't know if it's commercial turnaround, but it seems like a lot of our patients come back and tell us that they literally are saying things to them like, just eat half the candy bar, or, you know,
yeah.
And they're not questioning, they're not asking them, you know, what kind of pain do you have? Like, I went into a dispensary and I said, I need something for pain. And the lady was just really not the best customer
yep.
service. She goes, well, because it's all for pain. And I was like, oh, God, here we go. I said, okay, well, I need something in the high milligram. Like, what do you have? And unfortunately, the place that I was in, dropping off cards, they were only recreational. So they
that
only had 10
yeah.
squares. So they only had 10 milligrams. Squares, and you can get one package of 100 milligrams, and that was it. And I was like, whoa. And I said, well, pain's, you know, I'm going to need like 40, 50 milligrams or something. And she's like, oh, wow. Well, wow. I don't know. And
yeah.
so then she just kept saying, well, I like this for sleep. And I just, you know, I said, I'm here for, it's not a sleep thing. It's a pain thing,
yeah.
you know? And she
right.
just kept saying, well, I feel like CBN. And I was like, oh, that's great. So then I looked through the products that she had. I noticed one had CBG in it, so I picked that one. And I was just, they're not educated. And they're not asking the right questions. They're not asking any questions. They're, what do you want?
Well, that's why I started the clinician training program, is my frustration as a patient of going to places and, again, people not being able to answer really basic questions. And in the back of my mind, I always have, what if I brought my mother in here with me, who knows nothing about this? How would she feel about the responses she got and all those kind of things? And too often she would just be like, these people are here to get high and leave. And while that doesn't bother me, I do want good information. And again, that's why I put together the clinician program, was to try to give those front-end workers, whether you're a budtender, you're a caregiver, if you're working with patients, quite honestly, if you work in this industry, patients are going to come to you. It doesn't matter what you do, and ask you questions, because your friends, your neighbors, you know, your family, all those people. So you have to have a base to work from. And I just feel like that's really important, and it frustrates me that we're not requiring that, because this is healthcare. It's not just retail. And we look at it as, oh, it's just retail like a liquor store. No, it's retail like a pharmacy. And those are very different things. And we're not there yet, because we haven't shifted everybody's thought process around, again, is this really medical? A friend of mine that I've lived with out in Colorado for a long time. Her brother is a doctor, and she's been dealing with a lot more sickness in the past year. She had an event last year that must have triggered some other things, but she's one of the reasons I got studying about, like, metal in your back and screw in your ankle and these kind of things, because I'm like, huh. And is that maybe what it's related to versus other things? Because she just keeps getting going from doctor to doctor, nothing, nothing, nothing. And she's trying to ask her brother for help, and he gives her the exact same response and suggests maybe it's hyperemesis, cannabis hyperemesis, because she uses marijuana. She's like, no, that's the only thing that works. And he and I had to have a long discussion on what cannabis hyperemesis actually is, what the symptoms are. And what's nice now is research in the last year has just come out to show it's a genetic mutation that causes people to have this. Before that, we always thought maybe it was neem oil or something else being sprayed on the plants, but we couldn't, like, isolate it. Now we know that it's people with certain genetic mutations may develop cannabis hyperemesis over a period of time. But we still don't know much more than that. But she's been tested, and she doesn't have those gene mutations, so it's obviously not that. But I'm sitting here arguing with a doctor who's never treated a patient with hyperemesis. He's an anesthesiologist. But he came across this, and it just seems to fit, you know? And it's like so many people have those type of experiences where they get labeled with something that seems to fit that's not at all related. And, again, breakdown in the medical system, and that's, I think, again, why we see so many people come to medical cannabis is they're just out of options and they're desperate.
Absolutely, and what they're taking is just wrecking their system.
Wrecking them. Yeah, wrecking them.
Half her life in the bathroom. She falls asleep in there.
Yep.
Absolutely horrible. Horrible. Yeah.
Yep.
And, I always say I wish to God that, for both my parents, because my dad had pancreatic cancer, my mom just had everything else. But I wish that when they were alive, I knew what I knew now, you know?
Yeah.
Would have been great. My mom would have loved brownies.
Yeah. You know, well, I work with my mom and stepdad, and my stepdad's 85. My mom's pushing at 80, and I have them on a nice, tincture that they use that's got CBG, CBC, CBD, and just a little THC. And they do really well on it. On the other hand, let's go back to where we're talking about society not fully accepting this. My dad and stepmom, she's dealt with cancer in the last 2 years, and she won't even talk to me about it. I have been told specifically not to mention it. And so every time she complains about a side effect of chemotherapy or radiation, I'm like, yeah, well, I know how to fix that, but you don't want to hear about it. And it just, but there's still a real big disconnect on from the science of this and what it truly is versus what we were told it is.
Well, exactly. And that's the brainwashing that has come for so long that still inhibits people from coming. Because they're still so scared, and it always amazes me that people will not question at all what sort of chemical their doctors are asking them to put in their body. But if you ask them to put a plant in there, they're like, oh God.
Yeah. I know, right? Well, and I also say, too, they're always like, well, there's, and even with her brother, she's like, there's not enough research. And I go, tell me about the research she's on three different pharmaceuticals right now. Tell me how much research is on what happens if you take all three of those at the same time. None.
Good answer.
There'll be none. Each of those drugs have been looked at individually, but if you're on all three, which the doctors normally prescribe, all three together, what happens? There's zero research that tells you that. So again, we're looking at all of this a little bit wrong and wonky.
Yeah. Really. Yeah, for sure. So, it'll happen. I think in the next 10 years or so, it'll get descheduled. And then sadly, it's going to take our government saying to people, all right, it's good. You can have it now.
I think they want the tax dollars now, particularly given the COVID years here now. I have more hope right now than I've had because we're in a hole and they want the money and they need the money from they're going to come in. But here's what is going to happen to places like Arizona. They're going to come in and knock like another 5% Fed tax right on top of what you already got.
Oh, Yeah.
And so then your taxes are going to go up from 25% to 30% or something similar.
And then
they'll stay out of your state's business. You know what I mean? That's my fear anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's sad that they're doing what they're doing now anyway, but it's good that so many people have access to this now, though. I mean, look at what, 36 states? Yeah, that's at least a blessing right there.
37,
that,
yeah. And more people have access to cannabis now than legally than in the history of our lifetimes.
Yeah, absolutely, which is awesome. Now if they can just get all the prisons out that need to get out, you know, for all these super crimes, we'll be good to go. What? Where are you going to be speaking or touring or doing anything next?
Well, right now I'm working a European tour this summer, and then when I get back, I'm hoping to start doing some stuff in the United States. It's been the COVID years. We're not quite – I don't have anything, like, hard scheduled that I'm ready to announce out yet. I wish I did. It's been a weird few years. But, again, we do still have the commission classes online. They're at ecstherapycenter.teachable.com, or you can go to myecstherapy.org and click right through and find them.
Awesome. Excellent, excellent. And I hope we get some listeners that sign up for your classes because they're really good and they're very important to take, especially, like you said, if you're working in this, it's not just sales, you know. It's kind of scary that, you know, when you go get your medicine at the pharmacy, you can actually talk to the pharmacist who's gone through years of schooling to do that. You can have that option, or you can sign off that you don't want to talk to them. But the people that are the bud tenders, quote unquote, there's such a high turnaround that, you know, sometimes you find somebody that's very knowledgeable and educated, and sometimes you just find that person that just wanted to work in a dispensary and hang out, you know.
Well, and how much does their company, you know, again, Tumbleweeds has always had the mission of educating people and caring for your greater community. I would not say that most dispensaries have that mission in common with you.
Right.
And that's a big part of the problem, or they would be educating their bud tenders, and they would probably be calling them commissions or something else, and they would probably be paying them a higher rate of pay, and they would have a greater number of consistent customers. And you have to have a certain number of regular customers to make your monthly nut.
Yeah.
And for most dispensaries, it's a little over 100. It could be 150 to just break even. And, you know, that's the one thing in Oklahoma throughout COVID that I heard from a lot of the little bitty small mom and pops that have been through the classes is they're like, not only did we, like, improve our profits, like, 30 to 50% immediately after, once COVID hit, like, the core customers stuck with us because they knew we knew them. We knew about their health. We knew what they wanted. We could have phone conversations with them about what we have available, and then they could come to the curb and pick it up with no problem. And that's key. And if the little guys, you know, again, feel that, the big guys should be making more of an effort. And what I don't see is them making any effort. They're just out retailing weed.
Amen to that. Amen. That's what we love to hear. Big guys, they have an obligation.
They do. So, I think they have a greater obligation than most because most of them have monopolized into multiple states. And, you know, like look at New York as an example. They have 10 large companies that run all the dispensaries. So when, as they're rolling out rec, yes, they're going to have social equity, and yes, they're going to provide a certain number of small minority-owned businesses licenses, but they're all going to come against those big monopolized companies that have been there for 8 years already. How is that fair? How is that right? How is, you know, again, I've been watching all this going on around the country, and I see how much they pay to lobby and change things. They're not working in favor of the patient. They're working in favor of the company. So it's just really, you're looking at our greater society under a microscope. It's no different here than it is out in other industries.
That is true. Dr. Regina, we have to let you go for now. We appreciate you coming on early and hanging out with us. We've got another
Hi,
doctor.
Thanks for having me.
Tell everybody once again where we can find you or they can take your courses.
They can come to myecstherapy.org or they can go to ecstherapycenter.teachable.com. ECS stands for endocannabinoid system.
Woo-hoo! We love you and we can't
love
wait
you
to
too.
See you.
Thank you so yeah. much and I'll talk to you here again soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
Bye, Dr.
You
Regina.
Too. Bye, hon. Good talk to you.
Regina Nelson. All right, now patiently waiting, one of our own very own staff doctors, Dr. Nancy.
Hi.
Good morning, Dr. Hi.
Can you hear me?
We can. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Congratulations
really
on 10 years on the radio. That is awesome.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate it, and we appreciate you. We just... we're so excited. It's been a long time, and it's gone super fast. 10 years. You've been
I know. It just shows how you and Dana are such amazing businesswomen, and you know you have such good advertising qualities, and you know how to help people. You know how to get the message across about the amazing benefits of marijuana, and you just are just amazing women.
Oh, well, see, takes one to know one right there. You've been doing this, right? You've been in the medical marijuana.
2011, April of 2011, to start certifying people. I had just stopped doing home births, and I needed to sort of reinvent myself a little bit.
Wow.
So, but it's amazing how I've been reading some of the history of marijuana and how marijuana was used a lot to help women with their issues back in the 1800s going forward before labor pains, menstrual cramps, endometriosis, which they didn't really know what that was back then because they didn't have imaging, and even arthritis, and doctors were astounded at how amazingly effective it was.
And what do you know what kind of form were they using, tinctures or oils, or were they smoking it?
They were mostly using tinctures, it looks like.
Wow, that's awesome.
And sometimes teas, sometimes teas, yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yes, and then I'm also fascinated with archaeology. About 3 years ago, they found these little clay pots dating 2,500 years ago with marijuana in them.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
People have been using it for pain for a long time because we didn't have opioids since then, thank God, in some ways, but
right.
So marijuana's been on the forefront of pain control for who knows how long. I just imagine that it was traded all along the Silk Road, you know, going from country to country.
Oh yeah.
People were expanding on the amazing benefits of this plant called marijuana.
Well, and imagine all that traveling, how rough it was. Just physically, it was brutal. And then psychologically, spiritually. I mean, and cannabis helps with all of those things. So.
Oh, yes, you bet. And people probably had insomnia.
Yeah.
They had to, you know, be in the middle of a war, trying to cross through a war zone. You could imagine their mental state. And, boy, I bet marijuana really helped, you know, them sleep and calm down and.
Oh,
just
man.
Amazing.
Yeah, and that's a great story. Cannabis of the 1800s.
Yeah, I'm just fascinated now because a lot of male archaeologists are looking at the bigger picture, like they see bones and tools, and then they forget to look in the little pots that people used to eat. Like, what's in this little pot here? You know, is it plant matter? And they found out that, people were brewing beer, you know, over 10,000 years ago. They did have grains. They did, it's fascinating what they used to eat. You know, some people were vegetarian. They lived on mosses and mushrooms in Spain. And not everybody was, you know, hauling down mammoths, you know, to eat. So I just think it's great that, you know, looking at different perspectives.
Yeah.
And women are playing a big role in that, looking more at the, you know, what was everyday life like, and not just looking at the big picture like, oh, yeah, there's a pyramid, let's go explore that. Well, what were the people eating at the pyramids? How did they move all that stone? And you can imagine the pain that people used to have, you know, hauling stones. You look at those giant cathedrals, how did they move all those stones? And they probably had a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, the workers.
That was aliens, Dr. Nancy.
Okay, well, yeah, okay. It was aliens. Okay, well, then they didn't get into any pain. yeah, I've been so blessed to be with you guys in 2018.
Oh. Yeah, we love you, and our patients just absolutely love you, and it's really awesome to be a part of this industry, and especially this part of the industry. I feel, you know, it's very rewarding, you know, when you can really help someone with whatever. Not just pain. People have a lot of PTSD right now. There's a ton of anxiety right now. What conditions do you see through our office the most?
Well, I see a lot of low back pain, oftentimes related to their work, like lifting heavy things or sports injuries. I do see a lot of people, I would say over 50% of people mark anxiety as one of their issues. And we know that when you're in pain, anxiety pops up because you are worried, like, oh, what's my pain going to be like tomorrow? Or, oh, is this going to get worse? And so that cycle just feeds itself. I'm in pain. My anxiety goes up. Anxiety makes pain worse because you're tightening all your muscles. Cortisol is being released, which, you know, is putting you into fight, flight, or fright mode. So it's so great to have a product, marijuana, that can tackle anxiety and pain together.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right, it does go, and especially right now with what we've all gone through in the last couple of years, it's not easy.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I wish I could go to Ukraine and take a whole bunch of marijuana to the people there.
No kidding. We could just, like, roll some joints and drop over, like, a million joints over and just, you know, let them all relax a little.
I know. And maybe the soldiers, too, so they can sleep at night, the ones that are off duty, and, you know, get a good night's sleep instead of always being alert. And
we'd have to drop,
you know,
like, our alert. Just knock them out.
Yeah, maybe, you know, do some heavy-duty bubble wrapping with some tinctures and send it over.
Right. There you go.
So great to do that. So, so
excellent.
Great. But marijuana has just helped so many people, and I'm getting them off their opioids or lowering the dose or helping them, you know, get off of certain medications that have side effects. So...
Yeah,
it's wonderful.
I
can sleep through the night, and my restless legs are, you know, wait, you know, I don't have it anymore. I can sleep through the night without, you know, wrecking the bed.
Yeah, no kidding. That's rewarding, to say the least. And then you can heal. Then people's bodies can heal, you know. If you can't sleep, you can't heal. And that's, you know, that's huge.
That's right. And sleep is so critical to our well-being because we're detoxing the brain, and some of our things that we dealt with that day, we're kind of putting it into a file system, like, do I need to keep that, or I can file that for later? Oh, that wasn't really relevant. And all the chemical exchanges that happen in the brain, or, you know, that we're getting rid of the waste products. And, yeah, it's so critical to well-being.
Yeah.
So it's great that marijuana can also help with sleep and depression, too. So because lack of sleep can contribute to depression. So it's such an amazing plant. Amazing.
It really
plant.
Is.
And I think we're still finding out more about it, that, you know, we need more research in this country, but we're finding out a lot from Israel and Canada and California and some of the states that have had early medical marijuana programs. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm so glad you're still, you know, still trucking after all this time, and I hope, you know, 10 years from now there's another radio program to celebrate 20 years.
Right? You betcha. You betcha. We'll be plugging along.
Yeah.
Well, thank you,
Doctor. Have any other doctors come on today?
Yeah, we had Dr. Regina Nelson.
Yeah, I heard her. I heard her talking.
Yeah, and Robert Platshorn was on first. And he's a pioneer in helping senior citizens get their cannabis and get familiar with healing all their ailments. He did a wonderful video called Should Grandma Smoke Pot? If you haven't seen it, put it on. You can.
Okay, I will. I will. Right, well, yeah, I got to get back to work, and you probably have more people to talk to, but congratulations on 10 years. That's so amazing.
Thank you so much being with us.
All right, you take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. That's one of our awesome doctors, Nancy. You can come visit her at Tumbleweed at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down and check us out. If you want to get certified, you can do so. And you can get certified for the following conditions. Go to TumbleweedHealthCenter.com. If you want to find out, you can book your appointment right there. If you have PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, all seizures, including epilepsy, HIV, Hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's, and that runs the gamut, dementia and everything in between, ataxia, wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, all that good stuff. That's not good stuff, sorry. Also, if you're being treated for something and you don't see it on your list, but the medication you're taking is causing something on the list, then by all means, you can get your medical card.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. We'd love to hear from you. You can email thctucson@gmail.com. There is, if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, there's a little form at the bottom of the website. There's a little form you can fill out and say, hey, how's it going? We love you. We want some medical weed, whatever you want. We need to do radio show, you name it. Cannabis kid?
Yes.
I can't even believe it.
10 years.
10 years.
Boom.
Mind blow. Can you believe it? We were sitting in that room down the street. I said to you, I want you to be cannabis kid. And you were like, what? I was like, yep. And you're like, I don't know if I can do it. You can do it. I'm so scared.
Yeah, well, I think talking on the radio doesn't.
It's not scary.
It isn't. And you know what? It's actually helped me in my other job, getting on, like, and being able to talk.
Yep.
I think hearing yourself, like, when you go back and listen to some of the radio shows, you learn how to get better. And I'm sure for those first few years, I was going at it with you pretty hard. And then, obviously, you know, work kind of got in the way. And so I wish I kind of would have kept up a little bit more, because it does help you grow as a person. And it
keeps your mind fresh.
Oh, for sure.
You're too on the ball. You can be spot on.
Yeah. Well, and then just keeping up with
the news,
current affairs with cannabis, and what is it, current updates, and all the information that goes with it. I mean, there's a ton of information.
There is.
There's science. There's, you know.
Yeah, news. There's clients, there's science, there's all of it.
Client science, and strains and products and
there's everything.
A
lot.
And patients and all kinds of stuff that goes hand in hand with cannabis, and I think that's why it allows and education, that's why, you know, there's so many, it can be so much
help out with jobs and things like that. I mean, because there is so much that it gives back. So, yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Star.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is awesome.
Cannabis Kid, it is awesome. You rock. Can you guys rock? And thank you for being here. And thank you, Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C, always, for hosting our show. And thanks to our sponsors, all of our sponsors. And thanks to all our friends in town and all of our friends, just our friends who love and support this. And thank you, Bestie, for 10 years of listening in. Doing 65 days for Christmas, yeah, that's it. So, we love you, and, you know, we've gotten top honors. We, every once in a while, I'll get an email that says, hey, you've been recognized as one of the top podcasts in the entire world, which is freaking cool. We've got some top honors, you know, people reaching out, and really great. We appreciate everybody, Silver Sister. Canvas Kid, Tech Guy, up in the heavens above. We love and miss you very much. All the guests that we've ever had on, you guys are awesome.
I know.
We've 10 years worth of guests, and we look forward to another 10 more. Uh-oh, let's turn that bad boy up. All right. All right, kids. 10 years video flow anniversary.
I know.
That's
congrats.
Like double high five.
Double high five.
Double high five. Double high five to you guys. They are outro here. Wow. We can start that book up again for the next 10 years. That's a good book. But at any rate, we love you guys. Thank you for always being with us. We stay Wednesday. We're going to get Canvas Kid here way more. He's been blown up on a can of chops here. And as always, remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
We love you.
Happy 10 years, everybody.
Yes. Even the cow thing. Yay.
Happy Weed Day.